Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 25th, and we turn today to Revelation chapter 8 and to the seventh seal. Now, we were looking at the first six seals that ended at the end of chapter 6, and then chapter 7 is something of an interlude between the sixth and seventh seal. We'll see a similar feature later with trumpets and bowls as the metaphor changes, but the storyline remains the same. Now we are told that there is silence in heaven for about half an hour. This seventh seal is the final judgment. The first five seals were about events that take place throughout the whole course of human history, and particularly church history, right until the second coming. But now at the seventh seal, we're at the final judgment. Silence in the Old Testament is always associated with judgment. If you look at Habakkuk 2, Zechariah chapter 2, Zephaniah chapter 1, there is a scene of judgment, and God commands the earth to be silent. Why half an hour? Perhaps because it is unexpected. Perhaps you were expecting it to be an hour, and the half an hour is a depiction of the suddenness and the unexpectedness. And notice the word about, and that also gives it an unexpected sort of quality. So the first five seals, church history, seals 6 and 7, are about the final judgment. And pick it up at verses 3 through 5. Another angel stands at the altar. This is the same altar that we saw back in chapter 6 and verse 9, under which were the souls of the persecuted saints that John saw. There's much incense around this altar, incense in the Old Testament associated with sacrifice. And the smoke rises up, and this smoke is a depiction of the prayers of the saints. And so there's a very practical lesson to be learned from this picture of the final judgment, and the souls of the saints are there around this altar of sacrifice. Christ, of course, is that altar of sacrifice, but the prayers of the saints are ascending, and it's a depiction of the efficacy of prayer. Your prayers and mine are fixed as they go up, and when they are presented before the throne of glory, they have an efficacy. Prayer really does work, is what this little passage is saying. Well, we'll see more tomorrow about how John depicts this final judgment, but for now, have a wonderful day.